Well, good morning, everyone. It's 5:49 a.m. on Tuesday, August 20th, 2019, and it's a podcast, everybody. It's a Ken Braverman podcast. I was thinking, trying to solve some problems here. Woke up at like 2 in the morning, and that's what happens. You know, you get some sleep, and you wake up, you want to solve some problems. And this is a pretty big one. So here's the warning. We're going political, but we're going political in a direction that you probably haven't heard before. And, but I don't know, it's just a very important topic. So I really wanted to record a podcast about it. And hopefully this finds its way into welcoming ears. So we have, tremendous corruption, political turmoil here in the United States. And, the election, whether or not it was legitimate is still a debatable question, that put Trump in office. But he is polluting our government as best he can, putting people into positions that are welcoming to our foreign adversaries and that are willing to be bought out, right? Willing to be bribed and do anything he says. It's a huge issue, right? And we need to take our country back. And the systemic problem, the reason why all this is happening, can be traced almost to one case that's made things worse, which was the Citizens United Supreme Court case that essentially allows untethered, unlimited, untraceable donations into campaigns and super PACs as well. And there are some restrictions on it, but generally you can get around it now somewhat legally. Like, for example, Vladimir Putin has the ability to siphon his billions of dollars in created wealth out of Russia into things like real estate in the United States, which he then turns into cash and also uses it to fund the majority of the Republican Party, which is a serious problem, and probably even some of the Democratic Party as well. But it's predominantly a Republican issue with the foreign money coming in from Russia and other countries that are not beneficial actors here in the United States. So this is campaign finance reform is the biggest, most boring issue you can think of. So we're going to lighten it up a little bit and actually solve the problem. Okay. In a perfect world, we would pass some laws, some anti-bribery laws that would say that we should publicly finance our campaigns. This was an idea that McCain had a while ago. We shouldn't have private donations over a certain amount. You shouldn't be able to have one person giving a ton of money to one party, one candidate, right? Disproportionate influence is what you get when you have billionaires running amok, heads of state who are also billionaires, wielding a lot of power, trying to wield their power in the world by spending all the money they can, buying off every politician they can. It's an issue. So we'd love to be able to stop that by passing some laws saying, hey, you can't take that. You can't take money from Russian Mitch McConnell. Hey, Moscow Mitch, you've got to put your St. Petersburg flat on hold. You're not allowed to go take all your Russian money over to Russia. Sorry, buddy. Can't do that. You're here in America. You're in Kentucky. You're supposed to be acting on behalf of the United States. All right, you need to resign if you're going to keep taking all this Russian money. Well, he's not going to stop taking all this Russian money, and he's not going to do what we want. Mitch McConnell is going to continue to not do his job, which is not hold votes on things that we need to pass, like preventing election meddling, election interference. Why can't we have voting machines that have a paper trail? Why should we allow the Republicans to cheat and to steal elections that they don't actually win? I mean, what happened last election? They cheated and they still lost. They cheated and they still lost the House overwhelmingly, but they were able to maintain the Senate. Hey, where they were reelected, were those states that don't have paper trails on their voting machines? Are they states that are easily rigged by the Russians? Did the Russians do that in 2016? The answer is maybe. We don't know the answer. But we'd like to pass some legislation that allows us to have paper trails on our voting so we can ensure the security and reliability and accountability of our elections. We want to know if Trump steals the next one that he stole it. We want to know. And he probably did steal the last one. If you think about the first thing that Trump did after the election was he tried to validate that he won. He tried to say this was the largest, you know, sweeping victory of ever. And that he thought he won the popular vote when he didn't. He lost it by 3 million. The reason why he was lying about that is he was anticipating, the Russians were anticipating the blowback that we Americans wouldn't believe what had happened because we shouldn't believe it because it wasn't actually true. He didn't actually win. They rigged the voting machines that don't have paper trails. They removed people from voter rolls that were voting for candidates like Clinton and not for candidates like Trump. That's how they did it. Right? Are we going to let them do it again? Are we going to let them continue to destroy our country? This is an attack. Are we going to let... The answer is we shouldn't. So what can we do about it, right? Can we arrest Mitch McConnell? We should. I don't think that's going to happen right away. How do we stop the problem? It's not just Mitch. It's the Republican Party. They're the ones that confirmed William Barr, who is running the Justice Department right now as the Attorney General. Not running the Attorney General. He's not running the Justice Department. Christopher Wray is running the FBI, the Justice Department. But the appointed William Barr, somebody who is committing felonies recklessly, lying to Congress, trying to protect everyone around him because he knows how bad it is. This whole Epstein situation, that touches so many other folks, and Barr is clearly intertwined. Apparently, Barr's father, like, had Jeffrey Epstein working for him at some point and wrote some book about sex slaves in space. These are some sick puppies, okay, that we have in our government right now. Trump has been able to find the worst of the worst, people that wouldn't be hired by anyone else. And they have just infiltrated like maggots our government. We've got to clear them out. So how do we do this, right? How does one person start a movement? How do we do this? I have an answer. I've thought about this. It cycles in my brain endlessly. And I have a solution to this. I brought it up a year ago, and now it's time to act on it. Okay. Here we go. The foreign money is the problem, right? The foreign money, or the money from bribery money, really what it is, coming in to finance campaigns, go to super PACs, to pay people off. That's the issue. It's not legal still. It's not legal to have foreign money going into a campaign. That's still clearly illegal. Even though there are ways around it through super PACs, it's clearly illegal. If you can trace foreign money going to a campaign in America, that is a crime. And it should be, because it changes your motivations. And you don't act on behalf of America. You act on behalf of Russia or whoever's giving you money, right? Well, there's a way to stop this. We have laws in this country. I used to work at a law firm, and one of the things we were challenging at that libertarian law firm that I was working at was civil asset forfeiture laws. They hated civil asset forfeiture laws. And on its face, it sounds bad. What's a civil asset forfeiture law? That's when the cop pulls you over and smells some weed in your car and then says, well, looks like I got a drug dealer here. I am confiscating your vehicle and I am charging the vehicle. I'm charging the vehicle, actually a case against the vehicle for being, you know, an accessory to drug dealing or whatever. Right. So they actually get to take the vehicle. They get to take the money you have in the vehicle. They get to take the stuff right off your back. Right. Because it was used in a crime, or it is a crime, essentially. And they just get to take it. Right. Well, guess what? Why can't they take foreign money that's going into a campaign? Why can't the police just confiscate it? Because it is a crime. Let's have a case against the money. Hey, did this money come from a foreign source? prove to us that it didn't. Because I don't understand why $50,000 checks are showing up at a P.O. box in Kansas with a return address somewhere outside of this freaking country. Why is that happening? Why are huge campaign checks coming into P.O. boxes in the middle of nowhere to fund Republicans? Where's this money coming from? It's time they prove to us where it's coming from. And guess what, Kansas and Kentucky? Hit Kentucky. To the police of Kentucky. To the state troopers of Kentucky. I plead to you. Go and take that money that's going into Mitch McConnell's campaign and find out where it's coming from. File a case against the money. Where is it coming from? And if he can't prove it's coming from Americans, you take it. And that goes for everybody, Republicans and Democrats. Find out where it's coming from and just take it. And you know what? You know what, police? You get to use it. You get to use it for new cop cars and Slurpee machines at the police station and new fire poles, the volunteer fire station. But you get to use all that money that you take. Who doesn't want less money in our campaign system? We have billion-dollar campaigns every 2 to 4 years. It's a joke. It's like the largest economic boom in the country is campaigns. In England, they only let you run for, I believe, like 12 weeks, I think, is the election season. They do it right, although they did elect Boris Johnson, and that's a mess. But I like the fact that their elections are shorter. We don't have to be running a campaign. Oh, it's just perpetual campaigning, right? We have debates right now. There isn't an election for another 14 months. Like, why are we doing this now? Why are we funneling all this money? The answer is it's a way for the wealthy to bribe and to get what they want. And many times the foreign wealthy or the foreign heads of state. So it is time that our local police forces do what they can and try to clean up our election system, because Moscow Mitch is not going to do it because it means he's going to lose his job. And he's probably going to find himself imprisoned because he's been committing felonies for years, taking foreign money and also acting on behalf of foreign governments, which is why he won't look into the election meddling issue. He will not take a hard stance on Russia. And he continues to do things like not hold votes on things the rest of the country wants to deal with. That's his way of stopping everything, by not doing his job. Well, Mitch, if you're not going to do your job and you're going to openly commit financial and political treason in front of all of us, we're going to take your money because you're breaking the law and we're done with you.